Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 2nd of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the truth that God will open doors for us that no one can shut. We turn to our passage for the last time this week. It's Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13, the message to the church in Philadelphia. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, that comes down from heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Have you ever felt the weight of fear holding you back from stepping into the opportunities that God presents to you? It's a common struggle that many individuals and even churches face. In the book of Revelation, we find this powerful message that reminds us of the importance of overcoming fear and walking through the doors that God opens for us. In those verses from Revelation chapter 3, Jesus addresses the church in Philadelphia. He commends them for their faithfulness, and he assures them that he has opened a door for them that no man can shut. This door represents a divine opportunity, a pathway to fulfill God's purpose for their church. But just as fear can hinder individuals, it can also prevent a church from fully embracing the blessings and opportunities that God has in store. So, how can a church find the courage to walk through these doors? The answer lies in prayer. Prayer isn't just a religious ritual. It's a powerful tool that connects us with God and strengthens our faith. Through prayer, we can find the confidence to trust in the one that we are conversing with, to let go of our fears and worries, and to see clearly with faith. When we pray, we align our hearts and minds with God's vision for our church. We seek his guidance and wisdom, allowing him to reveal his purpose and plans. As we pray, we begin to see the next steps of action that God wants us to take towards fulfilling his vision. God's plans for our church are good, and he desires to open doors of opportunity that no man can shut. These doors may lead to growth, to impact, and to transformation within our community. But it is up to us to have the faith and the courage to step forward, trusting in God's provision and guidance. When fear tries to hold us back, let us remember the words of Jesus to the church in Philadelphia. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Our strength may be limited, but when we rely on God through prayer, he empowers us to overcome our fears and move forward in faith. As we embrace the power of prayer and trust in God's guidance, we can confidently step through the doors that He opens for us. So let us remember that God's vision for our church is greater than any fear or any obstacle we may face. With prayer as our foundation, we can walk boldly into the future that God has prepared for us. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you may find this question helpful to you. What doors has God opened for your church, and how can prayer help you to overcome any fears or doubts in order to walk through them? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, but in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.